temperature's rising. I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for a night. Kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all.
Time roll. Hey! sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time
Come On, Let the Good Times Roll from Jimi Hendrix Experience is what you just heard from his 1968 double LP Electric Ladyland. Previous to that, we had Reasons from Earth, Wind & Fire from their album That's the Way of the World, which is a soundtrack, believe it or not, to a movie that I can't remember the title of, but I heard that song in Charles Burnett's 1978 Killer of Sheep, which is a really interesting movie, but very odd. But there's this one scene where they play that song and they have like a kid singing it, and it's like shot through a doorway. It's very cool. Black and white movie. Very, very good. Previous to that was Space Invader from The Pretenders, which is from season 2 in The Sopranos in one opening scene. And we kicked this off with Prussia from Jill Scott, her new LP, To Whom This May Concern. We may play more of that later. A lot of it you can't really play on like these airwaves because there's a lot of strong language, but I mean, I recommend that album to anybody. It's some fantastic stuff. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to change it up a little bit. We've been heading in like a rock direction, kind of. We're going to switch it up with the new Underscores, which is their album You. And this is the second track on that called Music, right here on WRUV FM Burlington 90.1. Digging the Ice.
The perfect song. I know I'm It's a miracle. You're not New York Catholic and not LA spiritual. I just can't stand when people talk that they're a therapist. But your worst sound like they come from God. I can't compare to it. I try and
looks like there's rain up ahead, like there's a crack in the heavens. Feels like my day could be turning, like I can tell that my luck's gonna change. If you could see me now, I'd probably let you down, but that's enough for me. You got me begging, baby.
Dreaming eyes of mine. Oh, 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 oh. Just to see. You to short, the short expert of pimpology. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
Could you expound on the mentality of pimp?
Biggest pimp of the year.
I got you hooked.
hooked on me. Whatever I want is what you gon' be. You choose me, you won't need another plan or another man. Just put the money in my hand. Yeah, I'm pimping, but don't be confused. Cause being used ain't the same as paying dues. I get mine, and you get nothing. And everybody's happy, no huffing and puffing. If you want my love, you gotta get any more. It's the relationship between a pimp and a. Just run a little game first, it's her treat. Everything's on her. She bought me 2 cars, but I don't need those. I need more. Cause they love daddy. I make a fiend for me. Work hard for the money, then bring it to me.
Has been brought to you by education for your home and family, doing what we do each and every day.
Biggest Pimp of the Year from Jill Scott, with featuring Too Short, a classic rapper. That was also from the new record, To Whom This May Concern. You could tell by some of the ways that they had to cut out some of the vocals, specifically with Too Short, that, you know, that was a clean version. But I highly recommend checking out the full version, the unedited version, as I said before, the whole album. It's very, very good. Previous to that, we had Voyager from Daft Punk from their album Discovery. We had Concrete Jungle from Little Beaver from a funk compilation I found. We found Me and Those Dreamin' Eyes of Mine, a D'Angelo remix done by J Dilla, which was unreleased. We had to go to YouTube to get that one. I heard it a couple days ago on, I think it was, I don't know. It was referenced in like an article, so I decided to look it up, and it was like amazing. So, yeah, Me and Those Dreamin' Eyes of Mine. We also had Do You Want to Be with a Star from Gina. That's her new record, The Pleasure Is Yours, which is fantastic. Highly recommend that as well. We also had On My Knees from Rufus Du Sol, who are playing Fenway Park this summer if you're going to be near the area in Boston. That was for my brother, Mikey. Hope you heard that and loved it. We also had Music as the Kicker from Underscores, their new record, You. We're going to keep the tunes rolling here. I think this second half, it's 7 o'clock right now, top of the hour. I think what we're going to do is just like play it out for like, I want to say another half hour, and then we'll check back in, see what you guys thought. And, yeah, but we're going to kick it back with some more Jimi Hendrix. This is Isabella from the first set that he did with the Band of Gypsies, which is Buddy Miles on bass and Billy Cox on bass and Buddy Miles on drums. This was done like right before the 60s ended and it became 1970. So this is just, you know, hours away from, you know, the turn of a new decade when they're playing. And this is Isabella right here on WRUV FM 90.1 Burlington. This is Digging the Ice and I am DJ Dij. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Get Down by War. That's from their 1971 album, All Day Music. Previously to that, we had Glad Tidings from Van Morrison from his 1970 record, Moondance. We also had Bootleg from CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, their LP, Bayou Country. I believe that's 68 or 69, I believe. We also had The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret from Queens of the Stone Age, which is from their album Rated R, which came out in the early 2000s. We had Money, That's What I Want, a cover of the Barrett Strong original from Motown, from Etta James, her live record Rocks the House from 1964. Amazing concert, amazing album, highly recommend. It's amazing. We also had K. Rico Mambo from Perez Prado and his band, which is also featured on the Irishman soundtrack, the Martin Scorsese film from 2019. And the kicker of the set, if you remember, was Isabella from December 31st, 1969 at the Fillmore East in New York from Jimi Hendrix, Billy Cox, and Buddy Miles, also known as the Band of Gypsies. So it's almost 7:30 around here, and I'm really jonesing to play some jazz right now. I'm thinking we're going to play the rest of the show with some jazz. You know, it'll be kind of slow with occasional, you know, pickups in tempo. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, like, you know, I don't really get this sort of space where it's, like, just me. Obviously, I miss DJ Goose a lot. But, it, you know, it's a different vibe when it's just, like, yourself in the studio. And it's a little humbling, but it's a great time. Very, very eagerly awaiting DJ Goose's arrival so we can collaborate again on the airwaves. But thank you all so much for listening in today. It was a great pleasure, and I hope you know, we played stuff that matched the vibe, whatever it could be. There was a bit of a variety, but yeah, I want to talk about a movie that I watched over spring break called Blue Moon, which is on Netflix right now. It's directed by Richard Linklater. He's made a lot of classic movies like School of Rock, obviously, but he's also made the Before trilogy, Boyhood, a lot of other great, great stuff. His first movie, Slacker, is very weird. I remember trying to watch it one time with my brother, and he was just like, this is too weird. I don't know if I can do this. And I was like, yeah, it's fair. But anyway, he has this movie out right now that's on Netflix called Blue Moon. Rodgers and Hart, the songwriting duo that also made Oklahoma, the amazing play, they were creating, you know, show tunes of the new generation during that time in the early 40s and even the late 30s as well. But it mainly centers around the 40s because Blue Moon kind of focuses on Lorenz Hart, who was half of the songwriting duo, as opposed to Richard Rodgers. And this is essentially the night. Blue Moon takes place during the night of the Oklahoma premiere in New York City. And Lorenz Hart is just not having it. He doesn't like the play. He doesn't like what he had to contribute to the play. And, you know, it's this narrative, and it's kind of just, you know, a lot of people talking to each other. And it takes place over the span of one night in one bar. You never leave this bar. And I wasn't expecting to be so, just like captivated by it, but Ethan Hawke plays Lorenz Hart, and he just delivers in every scene that he's in this movie. Margaret Qualley is also in it. You might know her from The Substance, or she was in, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Didn't have a lot of speaking parts in that film, but I mean, at the same time, she was definitely a memorable presence. She has a great command of the screen, and she's not in this movie a lot either, but they save her for the end, and her performance, her big monologue at the end is just amazing. I highly recommend Blue Moon. I find it hard to get bored watching it because, I mean, Hawke is hilarious in it, and it's just an amazing story, and it's also about, like, you know, when you're working with another person who's, you know, you're trying to make something that's supposed to dictate the times that you're living in and also think about the future and how these things are going to go down in time. It was really interesting because this guy is really belligerent, and he just kind of just doesn't see how, like, impactful his stuff could be. And he's just hung up on writing other stuff and trying to be original. But in the end, he's just kind of rambling, kind of like what I'm doing right now. But yeah, Blue Moon, I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. I think it's like an hour, 40 minutes. If you got the time, it's time well spent, I gotta say. So we're going to play a song from the soundtrack to that. And all the songs were written by Lorenz Hart originally. They're performed by Graham Reynolds, who is a composer from Austin, Texas, who collaborated with Linklater, and Linklater has a lot of ties to Austin, Texas. That's where Slacker takes place, his 1990 debut feature. But this is Blue Moon, performed by Graham Reynolds by Lorenz Hart, and this is going to kick off the last half of the show. So thank you all again for listening. I am DJ Dij, yearning for DJ Goose over here in the booth at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This has been Digging the Ice. Thank you all so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.